back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to Afghanistan, there is developments. The Taliban is now going door to door looking for relatives of people who worked with the U.S., relatives of journalists. They kidnapped a female governor. They lie. You remember, they'd get up and they'd say, well, we're not going to retaliate and all this. They're simply executing Afghan soldiers who surrender. These people are a terrorist group. They're exactly like ISIS. They're exactly like Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab, Boko Haram, all the rest of them. It's exactly what they're like. We had to use tear gas at the airport. I'm talking about the Americans, on Afghans themselves as they crowded in. We got a number out. Some went to Germany, some went to Albania and Uganda, took some in. The Kabul airport was closed over the weekend. Hundreds of Taliban now announced they're going up into the Panjshir Valley north of Kabul to wipe out a local warlord who is the last resistance to the Taliban. My view is we should consider, and I'll explain the circumstances, droning those hundreds and using force on them to eliminate them. I think we're coming to the point where they are simply going to kill Americans who are still there. Biden set an August 31 deadline to get out. There's no way we can do that. It's 8 days from now, and there are thousands of people still there. So he is starting to soften things up by having Jake Sullivan, his NSA advisor, national security advisor, Tony Blinken, his secretary of state, suggests we may have to stay longer. The Taliban are threatening us, saying that's a drop dead date. The problem with our going after them militarily right now, we could kill a lot of them. Simply bomb the Capitol building and kill all the leadership, but they're interspersed in Kabul. And part of the problem is, as we have drawn down so many of our troops, demoralized the Afghan army, the time to use force was before, not now. Anyway, we're going to the lines right now. Randy of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling as always. What's on your mind today, Randy? Randy of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today?
Sure. Did you refer to one of the groups in Afghanistan as Boko Haram?
I didn't hear you. Did I refer to them as what?
As Boko Haram?
No. Boko Haram's in Africa. Al-Shabaab is in Africa. Al-Qaeda is in Africa and in Afghanistan. ISIS is in Africa and Afghanistan. The Taliban are only in Afghanistan. So I'm talking about all of them. We should be using force against them. In Afghanistan, it's largely the Taliban now, but any remnants of ISIS and Al-Qaeda there, we should use it as well.
Well, Boko Haram gave us a whiter shade of pale.
No, Boko Haram. I thought of that pun. I've thought about with a Republican. Uh-huh. You know the difference between Boko Haram and Boko Haram? I have a feeling Marjorie Taylor Greene does not. I also think that Marjorie Taylor Greene would like to drone Boko Haram. For everybody out there, Boko Haram, B-O-K-O-H-A-R-A-M, are an Al-Qaeda type people that sweep down through Africa, murdering Christians and animists.
Yes.
So, Randy, what's on your mind?
I'm aware of that. Okay. Well,
Well, how about Corona beer? Okay. You know, it occurred to me after the coronavirus, those poor guys, I like a good Corona. Yeah. You stick a little lemon in it. You know what I mean? But
you have Corona.
How do you like the brand name Corona right in the middle of all this stuff? And Boko Haram is the same way with Boko Haram. But yeah, what's your read on all this, Randy?
Well, you have Corona bias. I just came across a line from one of my heroes, Kinky Friedman, and it said the trouble with many Southern Baptists is that they didn't hold them under long enough, and That's apropos of nothing.
I'll jump in on that one. You know, we're a secular country, and there are a number of Baptists who, they're Americans, and I served with a lot of them in the Navy, and they're very, very fine people, you know. So, I mean, the point of the matter is, I'll tell you, you know, Nelson Rockefeller, you know, the Rockefeller family were Baptists, and very, very, very fine people. So, you know, Kinky Friedman has a book called Whip It Out. I don't know if you ever read it. Kinky Friedman is a Texas sort of progressive Democrat who basically, through humor, made his points. And, you know, he'd take on George W. Bush, but he's cruder than hell is what he is. Pardon the vernacular. But go on, Randy. What's on your mind?
Well, just that, you know, when I'm hearing this about Afghanistan, I'm remembering one of the many, many, many low points in Donald Trump's rhetoric. And when he said, oh, you know, I could use nuclear weapons all over, just carpet bomb with nuclear weapons Afghanistan, but maybe I won't do that. And that's something that no American president has ever said. A few have talked about, you know, using one or two in like Vietnam, but that was so, I won't say chilling. It was just one of those insights when you realize that this guy is his child. And the, you know, that's really all, because, you know, now we're back in Afghanistan. It's there's a great line in Full Metal Jacket where the fellow says, and I'll watch myself here. He says, this is a big S sandwich, and we're all going to have to take a big bite. Nothing was going to work out as far as withdrawing. And could it have been better? I don't actually know that it could have.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing on Afghanistan. I mean, in Vietnam, you know, we had the Gulf of Tonkin resolution, and, you know, over a fairly minor provocation, we ended up sending in 55,000 people to get killed. We sent in hundreds of thousands, but 55 of them got killed, 55,000. And we can never and must never fight a land war in Asia. They have billions of people. We don't. You can't fight a land war in Asia. In Afghanistan, I think we had to go in when Osama bin Laden was operating out there. And then he went over to Pakistan. Pakistan supported the Taliban. It still does. They have safe houses over there. And Pakistan is supposedly an ally of ours. We give them $2 billion a year, keep control of their nuclear weapons. They are essentially a suicide bomber. They're a national suicide opportunity because they have nuclear weapons. The question is, should we go in and forcibly denuclearize them? Can that be done effectively? And that goes back and forth. But for all intents and purposes, the Taliban could not have existed without Pakistan. It's very, very bad. So, you know, what should have been done? A lot of people now would say, well, we should have gotten out a lot earlier. Maybe that's true and all that. But the truth of the matter is, it's a primitive medieval culture, and it's highly punitive. And even without the Taliban, you wouldn't want to live there. And with the Taliban, Trump did is, you know, by talking about nuclear weapons, he destabilizes the world. He had no business ever being president. But he also recognized the Taliban, wanted to bring him to Camp David, met with them in Vienna and excluded the Afghan government, demoralized them, then said, we're going to get out in May and demoralize the Afghan army, who decided to make plans after that. What do I do? What do I do? Biden got in and extended it. I think he was wrong in doing what he did, but he had very few choices. The fact is that Trump told the Afghans, get release 5,000 ISIS and Taliban prisoners who all went back to fight against the government again. They should have been exterminated in the first place. Trump badly injured us and set this up. Adam Kinzinger of Rockford is Rockford, Illinois, said it best. He said he's the one who did it. Now, having said that, Biden ignored the advice of his military commanders. And there are two instances in American history I can think of, and there are probably more, where a president on one occasion followed it and he was wrong in doing it. Another case, this one, he opposed it and he was wrong in doing it. John F. Kennedy, 43 years old, youngest president ever elected. Teddy Roosevelt was younger, but he wasn't elected. He came in as a result of an assassination. John Kennedy was the youngest at 43. And the Bay of Pigs is right there. And the military, oh, we got to go in the Bay of Pigs. And Kennedy thought, okay, they're the military, and he should have said no. And now Biden comes in, and they say, you can't get out of there by the 31st, or it's going to fall apart. And he didn't follow it, and he should have. So, you know, what's going on is now we're getting out, and now the Taliban are 10 as of the 31st, all bets are off. We may have to use force against them. Before, we used the Afghan army and only had 2,500 people. Now we have 6,000. And how do you bomb the Taliban when they're interspersed with the civilian population and you've demoralized the Afghan army? I think we are going to have to send in special forces. And we're going to have to use air power and hit them in pockets. And if there is any interference in killing of Americans, we are going to have to respond quite forcefully. So, Trump set it up. The fact is that Biden was hired, was elected to clean up Trump's mess. And he came in and he's cleaning it up. And I think by and large, he's doing a good job. But in Afghanistan, it was a mistake not to follow the military advice. And so, and one final thing I do want to say, and people listening to this segment, we're a secular country. I have the highest regard for every religion. And there's no place in our society or discourse for singling any of them out. And quite frankly, the separation of church and state is the underlying factor of our democracy and the Judeo-Christian tradition. And that means all Christian denominations, including Baptists, are extremely important to that. I have the highest regard, highest regard. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.